All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, guys. It's Eternum time, so let's go ahead and get started. Or maybe it's best to put boys on the back burner for now. I'll just focus on my career, whatever people usually say in these situations. Oh shit, how long have I been here? Grim must be wondering what's taking me so long. I should head back before he leaves without me. Should I go along with that joke about taking off my panties, though? If I've truly decided that this isn't going anywhere, should I really continue teasing him? No, of course not. What the hell were you thinking, Penny? It's over. But then again, if I make a big deal out of it, am I not making it less casual than what it should be? Which is exactly what I'm trying to avoid. We're just two friends goofing around. Maybe I should just keep acting like usual. I mean, what's wrong with mutual teasing? We're just having fun. There's nothing wrong with enjoying a bit of playful banter between us. Right? Damn, she's taking her time. Hi, pardon the wait. Hey, no worries. I was busy people watching. Looking at Penelope's hair and makeup, I don't see any difference. Probably better not to comment on anything. So, ready to go? Yeah, the studio's just around the corner. Follow me. Right beside you, m'lady. A few minutes later. Oh, we're here. So exciting. Damn, girl, check out that scaffolding. This place looks huge and very professional, right? It feels like a huge step up from the first studio we visited. Oh, because it is. Is it? I thought the first time you said that one was your favorite studio. My favorite at the time. The modeling world is like a climbing a ladder, Grim. Start at a small photo studio, and then move up to larger ones, and then land the cover of Ulysses magazine. And ultimately become someone who can influence the entire world. I love your optimism. Actually, I'm not even kidding. This photo shoot might even get us closer to Ulysses. That's why I was so eager to take on this offer. Really? How? It's meant to be used to promote a new racing and car tuning server. You know, for those flashy online ads. Oh, seriously? That's awesome! So this idea is putting a super hot girl next to a car to boost people's attention by 200%, correct? I guess that was pretty much their reasoning, yes? Clever bastards. But hey, you're right, this could push us closer to Ulysses. It's always a good thing to have more strings to pull. Exactly! I was happy to be able to contribute something to the team. Don't say that, you... Ugh! Hmm? Penelope! Penelope P. Carter! Felipe! Don't Felipe me, darling! I've been waiting for you for 30 long minutes! I told you, I need to leave before 6! I know, but you said you need 5 minutes to do my hair! You can leave afterward! Oh, and does that give you the right to keep me waiting? People in this town would kill to have me as their stylist, you know! I know. I'm sorry, Philly. Please forgive me. Oh, you're lucky you're as stunning as a Vietnamese lotus flower, sweetheart. So, you forgive me? Yes, but now move, move, move! I have a reservation for Cipriani in 40 minutes! Okay, okay. Now do your hair and leave. The outfit's in the locker behind the main backdrop. Don't give me that look. I already adjusted for your bust, sugar, and no worries. Alright then, I'll go ahead and wait for you in the studio. Oh, you brought your photographer friend. Good to see you, Grim. Thank you, Felipe. Oh, darling, you look so much better than the last time I saw you. What a glow-up. Thank you. Gosh, I would love to work with your hair. A classic men's sideswept hairstyle would look absolutely divine on you. Have you ever thought about giving it a try? Not really, I don't usually spend that much time combing my hair, but I could try, I guess. Fabulous! I could style your hair myself. Sounds good. We can swing by my place, grab a couple of cosmopolitans, and... Hey! Oh, honey, don't be jealous. You know you and Paul are the only apples of my eye. Didn't seem like it just a moment ago. Don't frown so much or you'll get wrinkles on that pretty face of yours. Anyway, let's get this show on the road. It was good to see you again, Grim. Likewise. Catch you later, Penny. All right, I'll go wait for Penny where the photo backdrop is. Let's see what they have around here. You make your way around the scaffolds and find a well-equipped space filled with an array of photography gadgets. No fucking way! Is that... Holy shit! A Lamborghini! Is Penny supposed to take photos next to it? That's so cool! Man, I'd love to drive a Lambo someday. The sensation of speed has to be incredible. Are there more cars over there? I wonder what's hiding under these tarpaulins. Maybe GT cars? Rally? Perhaps I should unveil them and have a peek. Hands off the cars! Fuck, you startled me! All materials presently in the studio belong to Ulysses Incorporated and must not be damaged, spoiled, or otherwise exposed under any circumstances. Okay, jeez. Who are you anyway? Aspen Simmons, Regional Marketing Coordinator at Ulysses Incorporated. Responsible for overseeing publicity, productions, and credence. Why do you speak like a robot? I mean, nice to meet you. I'm Grimlord, Penelope Carter's representative. And photographer. Manager? Oh, good, I was about to call you. The session has been canceled. Wait, what? Why? The commission was transferred to a more experienced subcontractor. Nico Valentino. His agency will manage the ad contract with Ulysses Inc. and conduct the session with his own models. What? You gotta be kidding me, not that dude again. He did the exact same thing last time. He also showed up at the studio last minute and tried to kick us out. Welcome to the modeling world. A universe where only connections and owed favors will ever get you somewhere and real talent doesn't mean shit. Come on, are you really gonna let him get away with this? He controls the studios, he controls the contracts, but we need this session. Penelope was really counting on it. I'm devastated by your incredibly tragic story, but the answer is still no. Now move! How can you bribe her? Okay, I get it. How much do you want? How much do you have? Ah, so now you can suddenly squeeze us in, huh? You know what? Forget it. No, wait. Alright, how about 100 Eternals? I could transfer them to you right now. For the trouble. 150 Eternals. 30 minutes with a Lambo. Greedy bitch. Okay, done. What's going on? Penny! Wow, you look so pretty. Thanks. Felipe said this style would be the best one for the shoot. He said that it merges elegance with a touch of controlled chaos, which is the vibe they aim to capture for the racing server. He nailed it! Is there any problem, though? I overheard you arguing. Not at all! I was just finalizing the details with Aspen here. Right? Yes, that's right. You have 30 minutes before Mr. Valentino arrives. Ugh, Valentino, that weirdo, is here too? How can you work with him? Yes, he's a repulsive abuser who trades jobs for blowjobs and live in a dark world full of corruption and moral decay. Now, if I'm to fit you in, I need to rearrange some schedules and create a new profile for you, which will take some time. So stop interrupting me and just answer my questions. Got it? Yes, understood. Alright, well, at least we get 30 minutes. It should be enough to take some good pics. I'm happy for Penny. Are you from Creden? Born and raised. Okay. As she responds to Aspen's questions, you notice Penelope fidgeting and crossing her legs in a nervous yet deliberate manner. Why is she doing that? Does she need to go to the bathroom? Or perhaps, wait, no way. Did she actually take off her panties when she went to the bathroom? I gotta verify that. Well, 30 minutes is better than nothing. Definitely. After we're done setting up the profile, I'll quickly change and head to the car. Just take some shots of me in different poses. That should do it. Sounds good. You slowly slide your hand beneath Penelope's short skirt. Grim, what are you doing? Oh my, no panties today. You're quite the pervert. I thought that it would... Fuck, I don't know what I thought, okay? My mind's been a whirl lately, I'm sorry. Sorry for what? This is super hot. No, it's not, it's embarrassing. That's what makes it hot. And don't lie to yourself, the risk and the fact that I'm the only one around that knows it. That turns you on, doesn't it? That's why you took them off in the bathroom. Don't lie to yourself. Okay, maybe a bit. Now, please stop it. This is not the time... She pauses mid-sentence as you smoothly slide one finger between Penelope's pussy lips, beginning to massage her with a rhythmic motion. God damn it, Grim. Please stop this now. Fuck. Okay, this is ready. Now I'll ask you some personal questions to fill the form, alright? Huh? Ah, questions, yes, I'm ready. Shoot! Okay, what's your Instagram account? I'll take your profile photo from your feed and we'll use that to contact you if needed. It's Miss_Penny. Okay, I see it. Damn, 185,000 followers, not bad. Do you have any affiliate links? No, not really. I just get some offers to wear certain outfits sometimes. Are you on TikTok, Facebook, only Instagram? Ugh, you sure are bad at making money. Anyway, let's fill in the personal data and get this over with. Grim, stop, please. Not now. Your pussy is so fucking wet, Penny. You're absolutely dripping. There's no better lie detector than that. This is wrong. But I sense there's a but. But fuck it feels good. So you want me to continue? If you want me to stop, you just have to say so. Okay, full name? Penelope Page Carter. Age? 21. Height? 5'8". Weight? Oh! Raising an eyebrow. Are you alright? Yeah. Sorry, it's something I ate before. Didn't sit very well. Okay, just make sure not to throw up in the photo set. Anyway, weight? Around 143 or 145 pounds. Cup size? 32F. 32F? Some have so much and others so little. Occupation? I'm studying journalism at Cretan University. Marital status? Single. Previous experience? Not much. But I'm willing to learn. I'm a good student. And I'm tremendously excited to start working with you. I'm sure you are. Okay, that should be everything we need. You have 30 minutes starting now. Ah! Finally, thank you. I better hurry up then. Do you know where the lockers are? Behind the main backdrop. Thanks! Alright, be right back. It'll only be a minute. Let me know if you need a hand with that dress. What? Was that a pun? What pun? I was just asking if you need any assistance. I think I got this covered, thank you very much. Always happy to help. Aw, so you've been doing nothing but helping me until now? Absolutely nothing else. And how did that help me exactly? I wanted you stress-free. A relaxed model is the secret sauce for photo magic. Trust me, as an expert manager, I've got a keen eye for those subtle cues and pictures. Snorts. You sound so confident saying all that bullshit that it almost sounds true. The wanting to help you part was legit, though. You're fucking nuts. But alright, if you want to continue helping me, go get the camera set and wait for me by the car, expert manager. Consider it done. Penelope dashes off to the locker rooms, giggling playfully. We must have gotten carried away a bit right there, but what I said was kind of true. She really looks much more like herself when she's in this mood. Hiding your erection. Although I need to control myself, this woman turns me on way too easily. Turning around. Yeah, I don't give a shit about what's going on between you two. Grab the camera from the table and come with me. Let's get this done with. Sure. Why is this woman always so angry? You accompany Aspen to the photo shoot set and get all the necessary equipment set up and ready to go. Okay, you got 30 minutes. Do you hear me? 30. And if you happen to run into Valentino, you cannot tell him that you're also snapping pics for the new racing server promo. I'm putting my job on the line for you two, so you better not fuck this up. 30 minutes and not telling Valentino. Got it? 29 now. 29 minutes. Got it. Let me know when you're done. I'm gonna be here. Are you not gonna give us some tips? Weren't you such an expert? Suit yourself. Charming as always. What camera should I use? There's a reflex on the table. Oh yeah, I see it. Thing costs more than a brand new neural implant, so you better watch out. You break it, you buy it. Yeah, I always heard photography was such an expensive hobby. Let me get adjusted to it before Penny arrives. Okay, so this is the zoom, the ISO button, and the manual focus. Say cheese. Do you ever smile? The SD card is almost full, so I wouldn't fool around if I were you. You could have said that before I wasted a pic with you. 27 minutes. I'm gonna kill this woman. Okay, I'm really sorry. We can begin. Whoa, holy shit, Penny. Do you like it? You look beautiful. Apparently the NPC who greets you on the server wears this exact outfit. Or at least very similar. I have no idea what she looks like, but I feel bad for anyone who joins that server thinking you're going to be in it. Thank you. 25 minutes. Okay. I'm so mesmerized by Penny that I can't even summon any anger anymore. And stop making that salivating dog expression. Although she's certainly testing my fucking patience. Alright. I'm thinking of snagging a few shots of you sitting on the car first. Then we can do some more with you lying on the hood or maybe even striking a pose on the side. What do you think? Sounds great. Make sure to make me look pretty. Don't worry, making you look anything less than perfect would defy the laws of photography. That was cheesy as fuck. Can you shut the fuck up? That was a joke. 24 minutes. Okay, sorry. Let's start. I like this angle. Just let me remove the umbrellas and adjust the lights. Ah, perfect. Nice. How many pictures do we have to send to Ulysses? You need to select 4 pictures. The only requirements are that the model has to be wearing that dress and the Lamborghini logo has to be in the frame. Gotcha. This is gonna be 1, 2, 3. Oh, I like that one. And how should I do the last one? Or excuse me, he says, and how should the last one be? She really looks good from any angle. Ooh, I love that leaning over the hood. No. That one's nice. I don't like that. I like that. Classic. See, I keep thinking that one's gonna work. That last one looks terrible. Like, I don't really like that. It's got the Lamborghini logo, and that's got the logo too. I'm looking at it. My fucking god, her body is absolutely perfect. She sure knows how to pose. Keep that expression. Okay, time's up. What? No chance, it's been 30 minutes already. You have your 4 pics, and I have to take the SD card to the office outside the studio, transfer your pics to my laptop, and send them over to the contractor. and I have to do all that before Valentino struts in. Seriously, can't we just upload them straight to the uCloud? What century is that camera from? Old cameras capture magic. More megapixels don't mean a better shot, if you say so. I'll be back in 10. Tell your model to start getting changed. I'd rather you weren't here by the time Valentino arrives. Less explaining for me that way. Copy that. Hey, I know we started off on the wrong foot, but thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. Might be better to try to get on her good side. You're welcome. I really think she has potential. But anyway, you got 10 minutes to bounce. Capiche? Got it. Well, that sure was an express shoot. But goddamn, it was hot. Yeah, hopefully we managed to take some good pics. Trust me, we did. Good, good. This was fun. I love modeling. I missed it. It always makes me feel frisky. Oh god, that look. And I love snapping pics of you. Is it wrong to say that I literally couldn't stop imagining you naked while you were doing all those suggestive poses? Don't tempt me. I only wish we would have had a chance to capture some extra special shots for our personal collection. You know, like we did last time. Yeah, that was also fun. Too bad she swiped the camera. Well, if that's the only hiccup, I could use my phone. Even then, someone could walk in at any moment. I could lock the door, or... You don't take no for an answer, huh? I'm doing it for you. Last time you looked like you were left wanting it. Some spicy pics of this car would certainly be memorable, I'll give you that. Right? Right. Oh man, her sultry voice is enough to drive a man crazy. So is that a yes? Do you want a more intimate shoot, just for yourself? Please say yes. Okay, if you can lock that door, we can do another quick shoot? Just a bit more personal this time. You slam a chair against the door and slide it under the knob. Trying to force the door open, there's no chance that anyone can open this from the outside now. Done! Huh? Penny? Where the hell did she go? So I've been thinking. Oh lord. Probably even a bit too much lately, but that's beside the point now. You know, all this fooling around between us? Aha! I got to the conclusion that there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong, no. I mean, we're just having fun, and isn't that what matters most? Those are my thoughts, exactly. Good. I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page. As long as we don't cross the line, it's all good. It's just bring way too many headaches. I don't think either of us want more drama in our lives. And where exactly we draw on that line? You know exactly where. So before we continue with this little photo session, do you think we can control ourselves? Or should we hit the brakes right here? I'm known for my self-control, but I have a better question. Do we want to? Like you said, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of fooling around. Just a spicy photo session. Exactly. Again, good to see we're on the same page. The very same. Penelope gracefully glides along the studio's light stand, leaning against it and unveiling her naked form before you. Oh my fucking god. I'm glad I have a friend who I trust and with whom I can do these kinds of things with, Grim. I would never have dared to do a naked session if it wasn't for you. Even if the photos were supposed to be private, it should be a crime to cover your body with clothes. Alright, so come on, take a pic, bring out the artist in you. Do you think this pose enhances my features? I think it does, yes. I also want a picture with you. Just you and me? With me naked? Very well. What kind of manager would I be if I refused such a simple request from my client? You race to shed your clothes, Penny's gaze on you all the while. You notice her gaze growing more and more lustful with every passing second. Do you like what you see? Do I look artistic? Very much. I'll admit it's quite alluring to see you in this lighting. Regina's room was too dark to appreciate it all. I could say the very same thing. Alright, big boy, let's take a pic together. Do you remember last time? You sitting and me perched on top of you. I do. Only this time I won't jump up all startled when I notice your junk, don't worry. That sounds good. You can leave your phone on that tripod with the time shots enabled or even recording. Then we can select the perfect shot and keep it for ourselves. Sound good? That's a fantastic idea. You grab your phone and set it up on a tripod, aiming the camera at the Lamborghini and start recording. Good, good. Are you okay? Your mind seems to be elsewhere, Grim. I can assure you my mind is only in one place in the world right now. You're not secretly plotting to sell these pics online, right? I never let another man see you in your most glorious form. Oh my, so selfish. You sit on the car's hood next to Penelope, climbing on top of you. Does it bother you if I sit like this, or is it too much? Oh, sweet Lord Jesus, she's not wasting any second. Grim? Does it bother you if I touch you like this? Ah, no, it doesn't. Boy, I can never get enough of her massive, perfect tits. They're almost too much to hold in my hands. And those perky nipples tell me she's excited as I am. Penny, yeah? I might have overestimated my self-control. I'm having a hard time right now trying to control myself. Penelope seizes your hands and redirects them downward. I'll admit that I'm a bit horny right now, too. But that's normal. We're just humans after all. We have a history together and this is quite an explicit session. But as long as we don't cross the line. Oh my god. As long as we keep it professional. Penny starts sensually gliding her hands up and down your shaft, pressing it against her pussy and moistening it with her crotch. You can practically feel her needy warmth. Oh fuck. God, it feels so massive. Penny, so warm. Penelope continues to touch your fully erect members in prolonged silence around you. Fuck, is everything okay? Can I be frank with you, Grim? Of course. Okay. All this teasing between us, it started off as a game because I just love watching how jittery you get every single time. But then, it went too far. That day at Regina's room, it went way too far. I tried to stop, but I couldn't. I thought that if I acted casually about it, if I didn't make a big deal out of it, it would stay like that, as a game. That I would stop thinking about you 24/7. And, fuck, this isn't working, Grim. I think I'm a little more than just a little bit horny right now. It's almost painful. You're not the only one feeling that way. We should probably stop here for today, before that other wild idea of mine pops back into my head and we end up regretting this forever. What other idea? Oh, nothing. It was just a crazy thought I had. I'd really like to hear it. It's not worth it. It's really crazy. I really like crazy ideas, Penny. Come on, please. Well, I thought. Imagine for a second, hypothetically, if there were absolutely no consequences for your actions. Stay with me, alright? Alright. I thought that maybe the solution to get rid of all the sexual tension between us would be to actually have sex once. Just once. What did you say? I think it's my imagination that's been driving me insane lately. So maybe if I just feel it once, instead of thinking about how you'd fuck or how your cock would feel in my tight pussy, if I could actually feel it once without feelings attached, maybe then the sexual tension would ease up and we could go back to being our regular selves. Crazy idea, right? Oh my fucking god, yes please. Am I crazy? No, you're not. Okay, let's keep it casual. I'm gonna try to put it inside once. Oh, sweet heavens. Let's cross this line just once. And after this, the game will be over. It'll be our secret. Forever. Deal? Deal. Alright. Here goes nothing. Penelope sits up and lets out a moan as the head of your cock rubs against her pussy lips. She's wet as fuck even without any kind of foreplay. Shit, this is crazy, Grim. We're crazy. This is the best idea you've ever had in life. Do you know what the worst idea I've ever had is? The fact that we gotta end it here. Oh yeah, I know. and we're not getting back to it till next year. Well, maybe I'll make an exception and give you guys a little extra Eternum just so we can get this scene, right? I don't know. You'll see what I decide to do within the week. Well, the next couple days, because it's literally December on Monday. So yeah, looks like I gotta figure something out. All right, guys. I'll see you next time with more Eternum.